Hi there, I'm Ben Pinsent, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for another Summer Valley FM film review. This time, I'll be taking a look at this year's Best Picture winner, Moonlight. Split into three parts, Moonlight follows Chiron as a child, a teenager, and a man. We see his struggles with his sexuality, his drug-addicted mother, school bullies, and his own choices. I saw this film after it won Best Picture at the Oscars, the BAFTAs, and the Golden Globes, so going into this movie, I had some high expectations. However, now that I have seen it, Moonlight's awards are thoroughly deserved. Not only is it a highly important film both for LGBT and black cinema, but it is also a heartbreaking tale of mistakes and unrequited love. Firstly, if you're going into this movie expecting loud speeches about how a character is feeling, then you've come to the wrong place. Moonlight conveys a lot of its information through subtle looks and long silences full of quiet soliloquies. I feel bad mentioning anyone specifically by name because everyone does a fantastic job and no one shines above the others, which is absolutely wonderful and makes the film feel more cohesive and real. But relative newcomers Alex Hibbert and Ashton Sanders as Chiron as a child and teenager respectively convey so much through their downcast eyes it is remarkable. The same can be said of Mahershala Ali, whose drug dealer with a heart of gold imparts so much character in his few short scenes, you weep with him. Narrative and visually, the film enhances the performances. Moonlight has a documentary aesthetic that enhances the visceral nature of the film. However, it is interspersed with moments of quiet artistry that speaks volumes about the state of the characters. It seems for the most part to avoid overt drama, glossing over the death of a major character and skipping out Chiron's prison sentence and transformation into a drug dealer, but this technique allows the themes and characters of the film to come to the forefront. Moonlight is a film that deserves all the praise that it is getting. It is a film that comes together with the best possible performances from its actors, the best possible cinematography, the best possible editing, direction, production design, which all contributes to Moonlight being the best movie of 2016. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review with me, Ben Pinsent. And if you have an opinion that you'd like to share about Moonlight or any other film that's out in cinemas, please leave a comment on Summer Valley FM's Facebook page or follow them on Twitter at Summer Valley FM. But more importantly, don't forget to join me next time when I'll be taking a look at the new horror film from comedian Jordan Peele, Get Out, and the tale that's old as time gets retold.